from CBC News, The World This Hour. I'm Kaz Blavin. It's the Thanksgiving weekend, and Canadians are being told to spend it safely as COVID-19 rates spike in a number of areas. Over 2,500 new cases were recorded across the country yesterday. More than 1,100 were in Quebec, where Premier François Legault had a frank recommendation.
My message before the long weekend is loud and clear. Stay home with the people you live with. Resist the temptation to see your friends and family. You can call them, but avoid contacts. Stay home.
Ontario reported 939 new cases of COVID-19 on Friday, its highest ever daily number of new infections. There are tighter restrictions coming in Toronto, the Peel region, and Ottawa for at least the next 28 days, including suspending indoor restaurant dining and closing gyms. Meantime, in southwestern Ontario, a new outbreak has been declared on a farm in Windsor, Essex. As CBC's Sanjay Maru reports, despite calls from multiple levels of government for more support back in August, advocates say little has changed for migrant farm workers.
There haven't been significant changes to our approach to preventing spread and risk among this population.
Susanna Kashuk is a professor and researcher at Western University. She says that another outbreak happening at an agri-farm in Windsor, Essex is unfortunate but not surprising. On Friday, the Windsor Essex County Health Unit reported an outbreak at a Kingsville agri-farm, citing 17 new cases among workers. Teresa Marintet serves as CEO for the health unit.
The accommodations and the spread of the virus to immediate close contacts increased the numbers in that accommodation setting.
Bunkhouses, congregate living to be specific. It's those accommodation settings which advocates say need to see improvements to prevent the spread of COVID-19. But Nelson Santos, mayor of Kingsville, says he's confident in the strategies put in place since the town sector was first hit months ago. Sanjay Maru, CBC News, Windsor.
In the nation's capital, MPs will soon be asked to test a new voting app. It's part of an effort in the House of Commons to make virtual sittings less cumbersome. But as National Affairs editor Chris Hall explains, some politicians are skeptical of the project.
MPs have been slow to adapt to this hybrid parliament, especially when it comes to voting remotely.
I vote against.
The glitches from static to microphones left muted meant some of the first votes lasted nearly an hour. With the vast majority of MPs not in Ottawa because of the pandemic, the Commons is working on a secure voting app for their mobile devices. Commons Speaker Anthony Rota says MPs will soon get the chance to test it.
The app that I've seen is actually quite interesting because...
But the decision on whether to use it rests with MPs themselves, and both the Conservatives and New Democrats aren't sold on the idea. Conservative whip Blake Richards compared it to using the dating app Tinder in an interview last month on the House. Rota says he understands that some MPs want to see it tested first and others simply won't go for the idea.
As long as we have a majority that are asking for it and pushing it forward, then we can proceed.
Chris Hall, CBC News, Ottawa.
Pakistan has banned the popular video sharing app TikTok. The country's telecommunication authority says it made the decision after numerous complaints about obscene material. Pakistan had previously issued a warning to TikTok's owner over alleged exploitation and sexualization of young girls on the platform. ByteDance says it's appealing the decision. Meantime, critics in Pakistan claim the ban is an attempt by the government to clamp down on free speech. And a ceasefire goes into effect between Armenia and Azerbaijan today. The deal was reached after 10 hours of talks hosted by Moscow. The truce will allow Azeri and Armenian forces to collect their dead and conduct a prison exchange. Fighting has been raging in the disputed enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh for almost 2 weeks. Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, says the truce is aimed at paving the way for lasting peace. That's your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Kaz Blavin.